All right.
What about the impact on the election, sir?
I am not worried at this point about the impact on the election. I'm worried about the impact on families, and I'm worried about the impact on our first responders. I'm worried about the impact of our economy and on transportation. The election will take care of itself next week.
Just a few years ago, Barack Obama was virtually a nobody, a new young African-American senator from Illinois, an underdog up-and-comer who, against all odds, won the nomination and then the presidency. Sounds like a pitch for a cheesy Hollywood movie, but the narratives of political candidacies and campaigns matter today. We're bombarded with ads and stump speeches and catchphrases because each campaign is hoping to tell the story of their candidate. And more than ever today, the news media frame the presidential race as a story, like a TV series. Lawrence O'Donnell is familiar with all sides of our political infotainment machine. He worked campaigns and as a senior legislative aide for Senator Daniel Patrick Moynihan, including meetings in the Clinton West Wing. He also worked as a writer and producer on the TV show The West Wing. Now he's host of The Last Word with Lawrence O'Donnell every night on MSNBC. So, real politics, fictional politics, now somewhere in between. Larry O'Donnell, welcome back to Studio 360.
Great to be here, Kurt.
So 4 years ago, it was all about Obama, the completely improbable underdog, winning the nomination and then the presidency. What character is he playing in the 2012 story?
It's happened so fast. He's playing the establishment. He's playing the insider. He's playing the guy who doesn't understand the people anymore, according to the Romney portrayal of the character. And that is customary. Most presidents in re-election campaigns are defending against the labeling of the opposition, which tends to be a fairly easy thing to do. And it's just a question of can the incumbent hang on?
And for story purposes, it could have been worse. And by the way, if you elect this other guy, it'll be worse. That doesn't make for a very compelling narrative.
It requires about half an economics class that America hasn't taken.
And so
the way to win becomes a kind of handheld camera drama of getting the vote out
and
rushing people onto vans and scruffy young kids who are more attractive than they should be. That would be the Hollywood version of what's really going to be in play if the president manages to get more votes.
Right. And in the Hollywood version, in the Hollywood narrative, I mean, you wouldn't have, or it would be difficult to portray, interestingly, the establishment Obama character versus the establishment Romney character. He's not your classic challenger, insurgent, other guy.
That's right. Romney is the permanent establishment of the United States. He is the corporate establishment. And so he would be a very tricky a character in the drama in certain ways, because you wouldn't want to present him as just a stooge, you know, that you could just knock over.
Well, and because he is already, which is, I guess, why he thought he should be president and why he's gotten the nomination to a certain degree, he is like the guy who, certainly when you and I were young, played the president in movies.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. When he walks into the casting for the president, it's just every other guy in the room feels horrible. Like everyone waiting out there, they just go, oh, why did I even come? He's just so perfect in every way, and including, you know, in how well-spoken he can be and all that. He doesn't have any wit. He doesn't have any charm that comes along with wit. When he tries jokes, it's terrible. And that's the thing I'd probably fix for him as a fictional character, just because an audience can't attach to that kind
right.
of character.
Back to real life, the real life election we've just gone through. And elections clearly are inherently more dramatic. But one thing that it seemed to go maybe a bridge too far, I was amazed and more than a little appalled when I saw these CNN-sponsored debates, not to pick on CNN, but they did them, during the debates among the Republican candidates, how they actually produced these sort of movie trailer-like openings to the debates that turned each candidate into this character.
Tonight's players.
I love America. I'll fight for America.
Mitt Romney, the early frontrunner.
Obamacare.
Focused on attacking the president. Now turning his attention to a more immediate opponent.
I'm going to be a pro-business president, and I'm not going to make any apologies about it.
Rick Perry, the newcomer. He got a late start, then surged to the front of the pack with a conservative voice, folksy and brash. Michelle Bachmann, the firebrand.
We're here to win.
The newcomer, the frontrunner, the firebrand. The diplomat.
I mean, it's really as though it's X-Men and we're seeing superheroes. I think this, it has never gone, when we're talking about real life, quite into show business.
That really happen? That is just, I watched every one of those debates and I'm just saying to myself, I can't believe it. The debates are terrible and made so very deliberately by the media in the effort, of course, to make them interesting, not realizing that they're failing completely. The debates are a complete joke. There is nothing in the presidency that requires memorization, first of all. A president is never alone making a decision. And the president is never surprised. It's never we rush into the Oval Office and say, hey, what would you like the top tax rate to be? And he has to decide right there on the spot. It doesn't work that way.
Now, since we last talked on this show 4 years ago, you have become ever more part of the crossbreed of news and entertainment as the host of your own nightly show, including, not long ago, challenging the son of the Republican nominee to a fist fight. I want to play a little bit of that.
The president just said that what your father said isn't true. I've been saying all year that your father is a liar. I've repeatedly said that your father lies and is trying to lie his way into the White House. So, you want to take a swing at someone for calling your old man a liar? Take a swing at me. Come on. Come on. And don't worry. There won't be any Secret Service involved. Just us. And I'll make it easy for you. I'll come to you. Anytime, anywhere. Go ahead, Taggart. Take your best shot.
Now, Tag Romney was not actually in the studio. Perhaps he saw that afterwards. As now news, MSNBC, political coverage is this show business thing. Is that comfortable for you doing a thing like that?
Nothing's comfortable for me on television. but I run performance experiments all the time. Possibly as boredom aversion therapy. But I'm very glad you said that I challenged him to a fistfight because that was the conservative interpretation of what I'd said. And the interpretation by my faithful audience was, of course, different from that because I never did. I simply said to him, take a swing at me. I did not say, carefully, what I would do if he took a swing at me. And, of course, any sane human being, if struck by a Romney, would immediately sue and get some piece of that $100 million trust fund that all the kids have. The piece was 8 minutes longer than that, and I hope your audience goes to our website and listens to it, because it involved a very long ramp-up into this, and then I switched characters into my Boston-accented native tongue. And as soon on television, as soon as someone turns to a camera and starts addressing an individual, that should be universal code for the rest of what follows is a joke. And so it amazed me that some people didn't understand that the whole thing was a joke. But in our politics now, you know, everything is so wildly overheated that some people got overheated about that.
Well, it was I don't know about a joke. It was certainly an interesting piece of performance art fiction that
well,
was going
I strive,
on.
Well, I do strive to be the Andy Kaufman of TV news. I love the idea that people aren't sure also. That does delight me. Like, was he serious? Was he not serious?
So in this narrative of 2012 presidential election, what would be the perfect ending from a writerly point of view?
Well, it actually depends which character you love the most as a dramatist. Because the one you love the most should lose, because losing is a much more interesting place for a character to be than winning. I think the much more fascinating thing is, fictionally, is what is an Obama loss like, this historic figure, to be brought up short so quickly after being this great winner. That's where I think the interesting drama would be. In reality, I really don't know how to do a TV show the day after a Mitt Romney win.
Lawrence O'Donnell, it is always a pleasure. Thank you very much for being on Studio 360.
Great to be here.
The Last Word with Lawrence O'Donnell airs weeknights on MSNBC.